These otteries commemorate the flora and fauna of a past world. They contain the archaeological remains of wondrous beasts that lived a million years ago and are made from the clay in which the vestiges of their lives, mineralized bone, ivory, and mammoth's tooth have been preserved. I collected material from the geological record, the fabric of the earth where we live now, salt-infused ancient wood that these creatures walked amongst, flint that I ground up to create glaze, and contemporary flora to create surface tracings, flashing and texture. I fired these pieces into a state of permanence, fusing together their different elements, fixing what had been lost and found into memento mori. I housed fragile and blackened fir cones that had been preserved for 800,000 years, and a piece of mammoth tusk dredged from the seafloor by fishermen. Once known as Doggerland, it now lies under the North Sea. Ceramics is a form of alchemy, the combination of raw materials and heat over time, directed to construct physical echoes of the world we live in. It does not tell stories through language, but embodies narrative through material, unifying form and subject matter, so they become one and the same. Culture is an all-embracing term describing human existence, from social to geographical and philosophical life. But civilizations rise and fall, borders come and go, and even continents move when measured by geological time. Underlying our wealth of artifacts, rites, and relationships, there is the primacy of our surroundings, for we live in a material world made and shaped by the fabric of our environment. There was no doomsday clock when mammoth and cave bears lived, but in January 2023, it was set at 90 seconds to midnight. These ossuaries commemorate the traces of a past world, miraculously preserved in the clay of the Norfolk coast, itself in the process of eroding. But they also highlight the precarious nature of all life today, including our own. The clock is still ticking, and unless we acknowledge that we are part of a bigger, more complex and profound world of living organisms, we and the flora and fauna of today may also end up as fragments, dusty shards, lying in new fields of clay.